another 5-Minute Mystery.
Found out you were traveling with me.
What do you want, Thomas? This is a private compartment.
Now, is that the way to greet your ex-partner?
Eat it, you crook. I'm through with your double dealing.
Yeah, what about that dough you owe me from the last take?
You've got a head like an elephant. Blow, brother. The air's getting bad in here.
Yeah? Now, let me open the window, then. I'll clear it out.
Hey, are you crazy? You'll blow us out of here.
Okay, Andy. Here you go.
Let go of me.
Good fellow, Andy. Just a few seconds, we'll be in the tunnel where it's nice and dark. And then I'll give you all the fresh air you want. Just a minute now, and we'll be there. Okay. There you go.
Nothing like this ever happened on this railroad during my time, Mr. Thomas. Can't tell you how sorry I am about your friend.
It's all right, conductor. Not the fault of the railroad. Can't stop a suicide.
Well, what makes you think it was a suicide? He might have fallen out of the window when he tried to open it.
Yeah, that's possible, sure, but he looked pretty down in the mouth when I left him to grab a smoke in the lounge car.
Well, why can you smoke in the compartment? That's the advantage of having one these times.
Andy, my friend was a little touchy about the air in there, so I came out.
What happened after you went out for a smoke?
Well, I got into a business conversation with a few of the gentlemen in the lounge, but after a while, I figured I'd better be getting back to the compartment to see how Andy was getting along. As I came into the aisle next to the drawing room cars, we came into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Andy's room was only 3 doors away, so I felt my way along in the dark to his door. When I opened it, I felt a sudden rush of air in the room. I closed the door and tried to find the light switch, but I couldn't.
The train was still in the tunnel?
Yeah. I lit a match and saw that the window of the train was wide open. Andy's coat and hat was on the seat and his bag was on the rack. But he was gone.
I see. Well, that'll be sufficient, Mr. Thomas. I have enough for my report.
Okay. If you need me, I'll be in my compartment.
And please stay there, Mr. Thomas. For when we reach our next stop, I'm turning you over to the police for murder.
By what damaging slip in his story did Johnny Thomas prove to the conductor that he was the murderer of his former partner? In just a moment, we'll know. But first... And now, back to our story.
Are you crazy? What do you mean I murdered Andy? Prove it.
Easily. You said that when you opened the door to your friend's compartment, you felt a sudden rush of air in the room. That was true. But you then told me that you lit a match and that it stayed lit while you had time to notice several details in the compartment. And that's where your story fell apart, Mr. Thomas. No match would stay lit for more than a split second in the face of that rush of air sweeping in from the open window in the tunnel.
And I thought I had an airtight alibi.
That was your mistake. There was too much air.